Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey everyone, welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. I'd like to start off by saying that ENN is brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some!
Yeah!
Now, if I can, I'd like to say good evening to Michael.
I took the stuff that was on the box.
And to Michael.
I'll give you a belly button.
Good evening, Don.
My urgent care doctor's a quack.
Good evening to myself. Don't call me Jeffrey. End of the caller.
Great. Thanks, Pete.
And to Juicy.
Sniff it up.
Yes, Juicy.
I like Juicy. Juicy, good caller. Good caller.
Sniff it up. Sniff it up.
Sniff it up is a completely different vibe.
He really changed the whole feeling behind.
Yeah.
Sniff it up.
Love Tiger. Sniff him. Sniff him dead.
Sniff it up.
Those Jersey guys, you know?
Man, interesting guys.
Well, that was...
Don, you had a pretty clean day.
Thank you. I don't know if that's good.
My urgent care doctor's a quack.
Where are you going to dinner tonight, Don?
It's up in the air right now.
Two trying to clown figure pirates. It
out. Who would you go with? Somebody from MSG?
Yeah, the MSG guys are putting something together.
Why don't you go with the Rioters? They're more fun.
The only Rioter that I knew was... Brian Hoke. I don't know him well.
No. The Ranger Riders.
Oh, the Ranger Riders.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just wasn't invited.
Didn't Hannah once invite you for your birthday or something? You turned him down?
I think of meatballs.
Who?
Well, who's
I love meatballs.
Who's the very talented young lady that covers the Ranger for the Post?
Molly Walker.
Molly Walker.
She just forgot her name?
They just called her Hannah. They didn't forget her name. Just threw another name out there.
I thought it was another woman, too. But, you know, I'm a Molly Walker fan. But... she had asked you with some of the writers to go out on your birthday last year, and you said no. So maybe that's why you're excluded this time.
I don't know. I said no because they were going out much later.
Because you had to go to game.
You know what I think Don's going to be doing tonight, Michael?
What's that?
The movie Hard Bodies, 1984.
You think so?
Listen, here's the lie. Pete, I'm going to talk to you.
Okay.
I was in Vancouver. I was going to be in Vancouver.
I remember
that night after the game to go home. So it was my best interest to get back on East Coast time.
Mm-hmm.
The Riders were going to go to Calgary and Edmonton after Vancouver. So they were going out to dinner at like later on in Vancouver time. I was trying to stay on East Coast time. So I wasn't going to have dinner at like 10 o'clock at night. So I ate a little earlier. So like right after the show, I ate. That made more sense. So it was like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock Vancouver.
Oh no!
Right, I'm a moron. I should have had dinner with Molly.
But I'm just saying that's why you're not invited tonight because you insulted these people.
No, because I don't. Molly and I follow each other on Twitter. I don't have her phone number. She can't reach out to me. I didn't see her.
You want to know what it sounds like if Don did have dinner with Molly Walker?
Yes.
You want to be Molly?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hey, Don, so what's up?
Oh, geez. Oh, no.
What happened there, Don?
Mike Madonna follows me on Twitter.
I spilled water.
Keep going.
Don, I think you're a very good broadcaster.
I'd love to sit down and talk to Owen Nolan.
Don, what are you going to order for an appetizer?
Three.
So it's not going to go well, is what you're saying.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying it's going to go well. Ask him for a couple more questions. See where
so, Don, how old are your kids?
Let's go with Don!
Don, why are you yelling?
Sid Luckman!
Now, I know you had a cold last week. Did you go to urgent care?
He's glad you brought that up. You let him think about it for a second.
All right.
He's getting there.
Don, did you
My urgent care doctor's a quack!
Do you think she'd be concerned? And then Don answers a question. She hesitates.
Answer it!
Not easy finding all those drops, huh?
No, it takes time.
Interesting.
Hey, Don, do you have to go to the bathroom?
Getting peed on is not the worst thing in the world.
So many things to think about.
Who are the other writers that cover the Rangers? Is Larry Brooks on the trip?
He's not, no.
No, because that'd be a nice guy to hang with.
Colin Stevenson.
Good guy.
Vince Micagliano.
Oh, love Vince.
You kidding me?
Love his work.
Those are the only ones I saw in Carolina. Larry did not make the trip.
No.
Well, Larry's kind of cut down.
Said that.
Who?
If I don't want to say he's semi-retired, but he's scaled down his travel.
Well, yeah, but he still writes tremendous columns.
No, he's terrific, but from a travel standpoint. But Molly works for the Post as well, so she's got the game covered.
All right. Yeah, you know what? Please. Yeah, let's move forward, shall we? It's time to get into this, Ian. You guys want to hear from the newest New York Giant? Brian Burns?
Yeah, let's
there you
hear
go.
It, sure.
What intrigued you about coming to New York, Brian?
New York has a ton of young pieces. You know, looking down the line, I got Dexter. I played with. I came out with Dexter. Thibodeau, I know him. I actually took him on a recruit from Florida State. But they got dogs on the inside. They got a dog behind him in the linebacker core. So it's a lot of talent on his team.
A lot of dogs.
I'm just super excited to be a Giant now. I'm ready to start this new journey and really, you know, continue my career. I'm ready to do great things.
And wouldn't it be great if he just said, you know what intrigued me about the Giants? $150 million did.
Yeah. Honestly, man.
Yeah.
What will you bring to the Giants?
Getting somebody that's coming to work. I'll always be professional. I'll always be a pro. That's number one. Other than that, I'm coming to work. I'm relentless. They're getting a playmaker. And they're just getting a guy that's going to really enjoy the process. Take it day by day. You know, I really take a lot of pride in getting better. You know what I'm saying? I really feel like I can learn from a lot of cats, especially on this team. And other than that, I'm a team guy. Always been a team guy. I'm a natural leader. And I'm just ready to get to work and ready to get with these guys.
All kidding aside, I think Shane's done some nice work so far.
Yeah. Again, it's not sexy, but stop with the whole sexy. What functions better? Who fits what they're trying to do? Now, Burns has a ton of sacks. Now, nobody paid attention to him. He was in Carolina. But that doesn't mean he can't work here. And you put him with Thibodeau. Now you've got edge pass rushers. Now you got pressure on the quarterback. Runyon looks like he's a really good guard. Now you're seeing ultimately where the money is going with the decisions that they made. It was tough to let McKinney go. It was certainly tough to let Barkley go. But the money that they ultimately saved is going to places that they also needed.
I would now like to, apropos of nothing, remind everyone of this great moment in Michael K. Show history.
The big clubs hover, stars all look to depart.
Apropos of nothing is right. Yeah,
I miss him.
But it's still good.
I miss him.
I miss that man.
It's not fair.
I was going to.
Anthony is terrific. Don't get me wrong.
But when you're gonna spout love for Andrew, though, you can't come back and say Anthony's great. You're dissing Anthony.
Anthony,
then.
Do you in any way see it as a diss to you when I say I miss Andrew?
What were you guys talking about?
See? No, seriously. Do you care?
Not really, no.
Not really? Oh, somewhat he does then.
No,
know what?
Andrew and RJ are great.
It was horrifying.
I mean, missing Andrew as a person, I'm not saying I miss him sitting in that chair, the Andrew Gundling memorial seat.
No, but, yeah, but if you said today, I really miss my ex-wife, wouldn't like Natalie take that as a slight to her?
Because you're talking about the function of wife. If I had said, I miss Andrew Gundling, the producer, then Anthony has the right to be insulted because
right.
You're suggesting that we've lost something.
Right. If Anthony played something that he produced for us,
right.
And the second it finished, I went, I got to tell you, I miss Andrew. Right. Now that would hurt. But what does this have to do with Andrew's producing?
Right. The big clubs hover, stars all look to depart.
Now, what we're saying is that we just miss him. He's a really good guy that we saw every day, and now we never get to see him again.
No, because I've had it.
Well, Peter had a chance to see him.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Just came out that Robert Kennedy going to announce his running mate on March 26th in Oakland, California.
It's not fair.
His campaign announced Wednesday. So we've got another 13 days of this.
Now, clearly, if it's not going to be Rogers, he will come out and say something, right? Put this to bed.
Unless this is all, as Donna said, it's all a play. So Rogers is helping out his buddy.
Yeah, and he's like, don't worry, dude. Yeah, if you want to like let people
speculate. And Aaron Rodgers is from Northern California.
That's right.
But
could be Steph Curry he's choosing, too. You never know.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, Michael, because before we get to this Knicks audio, let's hear from Steph Curry on CBS Mornings about what his future could it include a presidential run?
Steph Curry for president? Yay, nay, maybe.
Maybe.
Do you have an interest in politics?
I have an interest in leveraging every part of my influence for good in the way that I can. So if that's the way to do it, then I'm not saying the presidency, but if politics is a way that you can create meaningful change, or if there's another way outside of politics, you know, that we can do.
You're not ruling it out?
No.
2028, you never
not
know.
That soon.
Not that soon, okay.
I'll tell you
AJ
what,
did it.
That's the way this country is now. That question is even asked with any level of seriousness. Because a reality show guy who was a real estate developer without any political experience became president of the United States. Now everybody thinks, let's ask everybody if they want to be president.
Well, I think it does come from a place of frustration. Like, I think one of the reasons, not to get overly political, that
please
Trump
don't
won.
Don, please don't,
but no, whatever. I mean, I'm a 56 year old man, I can handle myself. That attracted people to voting for Trump is his inexperience. Like, so I do think it was like, we don't trust politicians anymore, bring somebody in that's not, you know, corrupt to the politics. I think it was kind of like a statement towards that. So when we look at celebrities and we look at former players and all that, and some of them, like KJ, Kenny Johnson did it, and Kevin Johnson did it and was very successful. I'm not saying that it can't work, but I do think
he went down in flames, though.
But it does show you that the general public's like, you know, I just don't trust politicians. I'd rather just have somebody that isn't a politician.
The Dirty Don, he's making up lies again.
But, you know, the other thing with Aaron Rodgers, back for that for a second.
Arrogant Aaron.
All right, so he's going to announce on the 26th who his running mate is. And let's say it's not Aaron Rodgers. And then somebody's going to ask Aaron on the 27th, would you have taken it? And if his answer is, no, of course not. I was never going to seriously. Then why didn't you say it earlier?
He won't
admitting
say that
it's a work.
He won't say that.
But right, Don, if it's not him, it's incumbent upon him tomorrow, whenever he comes off his ayahuasca retreat, to say, I have no interest in being a vice presidential candidate. I'm the quarterback of the Jets. It's incumbent upon him to do that.
If it's not a work.
Right.
Because if it's a work, this is another 2 weeks of his buddy getting a lot of pub and a lot of attention, that which would obviously be the motivation for the work and the attention that Aaron Rodgers would get until the 26th. So if the answer is, yeah, I would have considered it, well, then now he gets thrown back at him. Well, so you're telling me you wouldn't be the Jets quarterback? Like, he's really painted himself into a corner here where he's going to be a villain no matter what the answer is. It's either admitting that it was a work or admitting that you would have taken the position. And then where would that leave the Jets? I thought you said it's supposed to be all about winning. You got to be all in. Well, how would you be all in being the quarterback of the Jets and then running for vice president at the same time? Like, the election's in November. It's in the middle of the football season. Like, so how does he win here, guys? He's painted himself in a corner. He's going to look bad no matter what.
He wins if he comes out tomorrow and says, listen, I'm honored that I'm being considered. I have no interest in the job.
Right.
And I'm the Jet quarterback. Boom. Dead. Over. Now, he might have said that to the Jets. Who knows? But why have this stink around the team and the logo and the brand? For what reason?
And we addressed that earlier in the show. Even if he told the Jets, listen, it's just a work. Don't worry about it. I'm all in. The Jets' answer should be, well, why are we going through this? Now we're being asked about it. It's out there. It's being talked about. Why do you got to drag us into your publicity tour? Because that's all it is attention, right? Because again, if he's got no interest and it's not a work, then we should have heard by now, ayahuasca or nah, that, hey, this is all a joke. I'm not interested.
It's my 21st book.
You didn't know?
Ayahuasca or nah?
I'd read that. I mean, I'd read all your books because you're very fascinating.
Arrogant Aaron and Rambling Robert, they can't win. Yeah, but they're actually very much losers. They're going to lose.
Because I was going to ask 45 what he thinks about all this, because it is competition.
I'm not thrilled. Don't love the Jets. Don't love the Jets. Vinny and the Jets. Benny and the Jets. Elton John. I hosted him once at Trump Plaza. Strange glasses, that guy.
No, I don't have any thoughts. Neither does 45. Let's hear from the Knicks, though.
Anthony Greig. For some reason, he always finds betting odds. Mm. Kennedy is the fifth betting favorite in the election. So, of course, they say, well, who's third and fourth?
Right.
So, Trump is number one. Biden is number two.
Trump is leading the odds?
Yes. Trump's number one.
What are his odds?
I don't know. It's just he put him in order. Trump is favored over Biden.
Nah.
Michelle Obama's third. Gavin Newsom is four. So, Trump is minus 110.
Minus one. So it's very close.
Yeah.
So real quick. Michelle Obama and Gavin Newsom.
Who are not running.
Two Democrats who are not running for
not
president.
Running. Right. A lot of people are hoping, though.
Have better odds.
Than Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
So that means that he cannot. There's no world in which he wins.
No.
I think he can play spoiler for one of the candidates.
That's not winning.
Right.
No, I don't want to be morbid, but I was thinking.
You don't want to be political. You don't want to be morbid. What do you want to be, Don?
But if you're going to bring two Democrats
eat alone today.
And having them get odds, are you saying that you think that it's on the table that maybe something, God forbid, could happen to Biden and then those guys?
No. I believe that there's a thought that, you know, Biden will at one point think if he's trailing Trump, you know, I'm going to be 86 at the end of this. I'm bowing out. And then they bring it up for, you know, what do they call it?
I don't know what they call it.
Forum or the convention, and they can select whoever they want. Doesn't have to be Harris.
But he would have to select. He would have to decide. He's out.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm good.
He pulled a Don LaGreca. Great job. I'm done. And I do it again.
And you know what? He would pull a full Don, and during the convention, he'd be watching a Canadiens game on his phone.
Right. Kennedy is like. The Patriots, when they're down 28-3, he has a 4% win probability.
Right, exactly. You never know. Do you want to reach out to Larry David and say that between RFK, who's Cheryl Hines' husband, and Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he could be tempted by
no,
that.
No, I'm good.
Not going to ask
I'm
that.
Not going to bother Larry with that.
No.
And what would by the way,
does he have a relationship with Cheryl other than her being
Yeah. They're supposedly very close. Yeah.
No, he was at their wedding. He's very close to them. But, I got to say, by the way, speaking of LD, what a big few episodes in a row for
Curb.
Oh,
back on track.
It is. I said at the beginning of the year, I was not happy with episode one, but I said early the seasons, they take time because it's like anything. When they get back together, it's been a year, 2 years, whatever it's been. It takes a little time to find their groove. This last week now, Michael, it's fully rolling.
Right.
It's rolling to the point that you're going to be, they're going to really,
when they
really sad when it ends again.
Right.
Whereas, like after week one, you went, "Oh, has it lost a step?" No,
it's just as fast as it ever was.
Let's hear from OG Anunobi, who's back. How's the elbow feel, buddy?
It's a lot better than it was the month of January, so I'm happy and should get better and better.
And how about that warm reception you got from the MSG faithful?
Felt great. You know, it's been a while. Missed playing here. Missed the fans. Missed my teammates. So it's a great feeling for sure.
You know what gets me? A lot better. You had surgery. Should be better. Not a lot better. And then he said, I was going to get better. You had surgery a month ago. Why isn't it better? Well, they removed the bone chip.
Well, but he's healing. Yeah. It still takes time after surgery to feel all the way normal, no?
Been out a month and a half.
Remember Don's 12th book, by the way, I'm hearing he's on sale soon.
What's that?
Ayahuasca or nah.
That'll do it for ENN. Brought to you by Security Dodge Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration event and Ram Truck Month.
See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.